There was a moment 4 centuries ago when 2 of the most important books in the English language were printed for the first time, the King James Bible and Shakespeare's First Folio. Today, that first collection of Shakespeare's plays would fetch a king's fortune, to say the least, and one man was willing to spend his fortune around the turn of the 20th century to amass the world's greatest collection of first folios. He was Henry Folger. And a new book chronicles his passion. It's called The Millionaire and the Bard, and it inspired my colleague Renee Montaigne to make a trip to the Folger Shakespeare Library here in Washington.
When I pushed through the heavy doors of the Folger, I could see down the dark wood-paneled hall a man motioning to us to come his way. Oddly, he was keeping one leg well inside an office. Turns out, librarian Daniel D. Simone didn't want to leave one of the most precious books in the world unattended. Understandable, since a Shakespeare First Folio has sold at auction for more than $6 million. But once inside, D. Simone sat down onto a table an impressively large leather-bound book and with a big smile urged me to get closer.
This is what I wanted you to touch. Now, I just opened this up randomly.
My favorite play, though, Twelfth Night.
Yeah, well,
I'm serious.
Well, good.
I'm
and
serious.
Just, you can see, and let me hold that microphone, and just feel the quality of the paper. Flip through a few pages, and you'll have this sense of the magnificent nature of this book. Yeah.
This library houses 82 of these first editions of only about a couple of hundred first folios that survive from the original printing in 1623. The book in front of me is the rarest of the rare because few others can be traced to their original owner.
This is an ownership mark. The mark of ownership here is somebody called Augustine Vincent. Here in a little handwriting is given to me by William Jagger, the printer, in 1623.
I'm now touching pages from the first folio of Hamlet.
Okay. That's quite an experience.
It's quite cool.
In Shakespeare's time, big, elegant books like this, which would take many months to print, were reserved for religious works, histories, Latin and Greek classics, but not, heaven forfend, plays.
Playwrights were viewed as just sort of one step above prostitution, an amusement for the common folk. And this was why Shakespeare was able to write play after play after play, and the public soaked it all up.
That's Andrea Mays, who wrote The Millionaire and the Bard. Days after I visited the Folger Library, she sat down with me to talk about Henry Folger and his lifelong hunt for first folios, which preserved some of the greatest writing of all time.
Prior to his death, only half of Shakespeare's plays had been published. Had this book not been published, about half of the plays that we know would never have been known to us, including Macbeth, including Merry Wives of Windsor.
The Tempest.
There would have been no Caliban, no Prospero, had this book not been published.
Let's talk for a moment about Henry Folger. The name might not resonate, except perhaps for the name Folger's Coffee, a product that his uncle created. And Henry Folger himself was a businessman, a very successful one, rose to the top of Standard Oil. That's how he made his wealth. But that, and these are your words, his hoarder's impulse was still in search of a grand obsession. How did he settle on collecting Shakespeare?
He went to Amherst and listens to a lecture by Emerson, then starts looking up Emerson's speeches and finds this speech about Shakespeare. And he said, okay, maybe this is worth more study. When he goes to work for the oil company, he decides to go to an auction house, and he ends up buying a fourth folio hammered down to him at $107.50. Not a first folio, but a fourth folio, which is what he could afford. And in fact, he couldn't even afford it. He had to use sort of layaway. He had to pay over time.
And eventually, Henry Folger would go to great lengths to acquire a first folio. And in fact, at the library, at the Folger Library, I was able to thumb through one of his most precious folios. Can you give us the short version of Henry Folger's 4-year effort to convince its British owner to part with this Vincent copy?
Absolutely. Coningsby Sibthorpe, what a great English name, owned this copy And Folger said, find out if he would be willing to sell. And over 4 years, the Englishman said, no, no, no. Contact me once a year around Christmas time, and I'll let you know if I've changed my mind. But on many occasions, Folger pushed a little too hard, and the Englishman took this as an affront. And he said, no, try again in a year. And, you know, at long last, at the end, he ended up paying almost twice what he originally thought he was going to pay for this copy.
One thing that was quite fascinating about him was that at a time when he finally did have great wealth, his peers were building these mansions along Fifth Avenue. They were up in Newport building seaside cottages that were, you know, 50 rooms. He lived in a rented apartment in Brooklyn?
He lived in a rented townhouse in Brooklyn. They had rented furniture.
And didn't even have enough room to have a grand library, which would have been the thing at the time.
Right.
To house this amazing collection. So he didn't even get to do what I was able to do with the Folger, which is stand there and just thumb through these precious folios.
He probably thumbed through everything that he bought and then took it to the basement, wrapped it in paper, put it into a Standard Oil case, and then shipped it off to a warehouse in Brooklyn or Manhattan.
When it came to this passion that Henry Folger had, how do you think Shakespeare affected him, that spoke to him in a way that had to have been larger than just these beautiful old books?
Oh, absolutely. These were not fetish objects for him. He read them. He questioned the text. He found them very personal. They taught you about life and love and jealousy and resentment and competition and joy and marriage. And he saw all of that in the plays.
Andrea Mays is the author of the new book, The Millionaire and the Bard, Henry Folger's Obsessive Hunt for Shakespeare's First Folio.